Is your first day counting, Kev? What happened?
Man, I can barely count forward. How am I supposed to count backwards?
Yo, what up, man? What's going on?
Not much. Not much, man. What? Chilling. How's your week, man?
Oh man, it was quite a week, boy. It's not messing around. I actually have become a much more organized person than since you first met me. So it could have been a lot worse.
You.
Old school Reg would have definitely been out of sorts right now. I would have been done, yo. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way things have turned out. How about you, man?
I am pleased to hear that.
Word.
My week was great.
Good. Great is good. That's awesome. Especially in the midst of everything going on. To be able to have a great week.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, for real. I do have a really interesting story for you before I ask you the opening question.
You know, I'm realizing.
What's that?
My t-shirt is very wrinkled.
That is a daily situation. Okay.
Yo, I have an opening question for you.
Okay.
Did you ever iron your t-shirts?
Iron? Yes. Did I ever iron my? Okay. Did I ever iron my t-shirts, or do I currently?
Oh, you still do?
I actually steam them now. Do you currently? I steam them now.
Oh, that's classy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you iron your jeans?
I actually steam them now too.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever crease your joints?
I sure did. I did in junior high school and early in high school. Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
We did. Yeah, old school Reg. Yeah, I had. Can't even think of like all the old school stuff. Like I had the overalls with the crew names. Like I don't know what's the word. It's not spray painted. Whatever, where you paint on the jeans. Stuff.
Do you have bleep? Puffy paint with glitter.
I didn't do glitter. Just. Oh my God! No, I never did glitter, but I had the graph writing on the jeans and all that. And,
oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
That's when I had. That's what actually when I stopped creasing, because you know you don't want to iron over that paint.
So, right. Exactly.
So yeah, I think that's when it all went downhill for me. It changed.
Oh man.
I have a very funny thing. So my wife buys these comes home with these bottle cozies. You know, for okay. summer. You know, fun summer. Cozies and whatever, and one is watermelon and the other is pineapple. So I look and say, okay.
It's a little on the nose.
Yeah, I was like, so wait. Are we gonna reverse this? Is mine the pineapple one? Like how's this gonna work? And how do we look? What are we doing right now? So before I could get the joke out, she was like, yours is the pineapple one, and started laughing. And I was like, oh, I think we're gonna switch just to make sure that outside appearances aren't like you know.
Good. Aren't happy. Happy loving day.
Right? Like, yo, yeah, take the pineapple hit for me, babe. I'll take the watermelon hit. I'll take the pineapple hit. Yo, I actually had a different opening question, but you brought about a good one that I haven't asked yet.
Okay.
What has your wardrobe been since quarantine started?
Pretty much the same. Just horrible. Horrible.
So are we just, you know, same shirt two days in a row? How are we doing this?
No. I'm still a relatively clean person. Shower every day, brush my teeth, you know, two, three times a day. Right. But I already have started in life with a wardrobe that is subpar at best. And it has taken a precipitous drop off at the advent of quarantine.
All right, fair enough. You can't beat that. T-shirts and jeans?
No.
Basically?
What? Wait, what?
T-shirt and jeans, basically? Long story short?
Oh, jeans are fancy. Jeans are the tuxedos of quarantine.
Right. Anybody, if you're out there, you're doing jeans, you are doing a lot during quarantine. Like, yo, you're doing too much. You're not quarantining right. You know what I mean?
Especially out here. It's hot, man.
It's hot as hell.
Yeah, jeans are the black tie event of quarantine.
It's for real. We're going to be like Hawaii after a while where it's like, yo, casual with Aloha shirts. You know what I'm saying?
Can we talk? How do these racist dudes co-op Aloha shirts?
There's no answer to that. But you know what we should do?
That's a bridge too far.
It is a bridge too far. Let's talk about it on the other side. Okay. We're gonna talk Aloha shirts. We're gonna talk spiders. We're gonna talk adoption. We're gonna move on to the very next thing. We're gonna
talk your favorite topics.
Every topic that you love on the other side. We'll catch y'all in a moment. Let's go.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Arrest Breonna's killers.
Thank y'all for tuning in. If you are whatever podcasting platform, you can check out rapsucksradio.com for any of our past episodes. If you missed part of this, you know, I don't know, just missed anything, go ahead and catch it on Rap Sucks Radio or any of your favorite podcasting platforms. And also more to an important note, if you want to see this live and in color and like watch me and Kev react to the things that each other says, then go ahead and go to BTSN Pass on your Roku or Fire Stick. Download that app or channel and look for us. We are there, Rap Sucks Radio, me and Kev, live on your television. The only place we are not, for some odd reason, is Pandora. But, you know, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and let that one go. Crack a can of old head energy. Get ready to kick it with us. All right, let's go, Kev.
Yep. All right. What up?
What up? You were telling me something before we came back from break.
Totally forgot what I was talking about.
Microphone, earthquake, something to that nature.
Oh, I've been... Yeah, so we're on video for the first time, you know, ever. And I noticed... that I've been hitting the surface upon which the microphone or the camera sits.
Yeah, yeah.
So it looks like there's an like a severe earthquake.
The North earthquake is happening over and over again. Yeah.
So I'm okay. Rest assured.
Well, I did something interesting this week. I actually put the iPad that I'm reading from above the camera. So now I think when people are watching me, I'm going to be like looking up the whole time as I'm reading. So I'm probably gonna have to fix this next week, but we're rolling now, so let's get into it.
Okay.
So we gotta jump into Doing Too Much, and we've held this Doing Too Much for a couple of weeks, but she is definitely, the family themselves are doing too much. Micah Stauffer is doing too much, and here's the reason why. A YouTuber placed her autistic adopted son from China with a new family after making content with him for years. BuzzFeed. Get that in. Get that.
Different publication.
Do it. BuzzFeed is the source for this. Micah Stauffer is the person that's doing too much, the player involved. And there's an update as of, you know, this information is a little bit older. Since this information, the child has been placed back in adoption, allegedly for the new family that he was placed with to go through the actual process. So let me just do a little bit of quick reading real quick. Yeah, this is definitely not going to be the way that I do this going forward, by the way. This is actually real, real whack. Subpar production. Mike Stauffer built her YouTube following.
That's what you came here for.
Yeah, you didn't come here. You didn't come here for greatness. You came here for average. And I'm
mediocrity.
Giving that to you. You know what I'm saying?
At best.
Mike Stauffer built her YouTube following partly by sharing every step of her journey to adopt a toddler from China. This week, she revealed that she and her husband have permanently placed their child with another family after unspecified behavioral issues. The announcement has caused a firestorm on social media and within the creator and influencer communities. Many are questioning the ethics of the YouTuber, Micah Stauffer, after she spent years sharing intimate details of her son, Huxley. All right. Do it with that name. Keep going. Huxley's life on a monetized channel, Kev. Even before her family adopted Huxley in 2017, Micah had made his story a key theme on her channel, which has exploded in popularity, landed her several high-profile sponsorships. She also positioned herself as an advocate for the international adoption in several national news outlets these facts, coupled with the long simmering debate about the rights of children on social media, has led to the outcry against the couple and their decision to publicize and monetize their lives. That's a lot to read. Kev, what do you think?
So she was selling Huxley tickets before he even touched down stateside? And you mentioned there's an outcry from the influencer community.
Yeah, you guys can shut it.
Is this the same influencer community that decided that blackface was the way to go in support of Black Lives Matter?
I mean, all right. How far are we going? The influencer community has to be a couple of people because the influencer community is a bit much. So you guys can knock it off almost entirely. Whatever you're working on, stop it. You know what I'm saying? Be a little mad, but not big mad. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Here's some interesting stuff, though. Okay, so let me just scroll down here. According to lawyers, in coming to know our clients, the lawyer says in quotes, "We know they are a loving family and very caring parents that would do anything for their children." This is a quote.
Yeah. From including getting rid of the China boy. All right. I see you. I'm with it. I believe it.
I will do anything, but I won't do that, huh? Like, I'll do anything but actually take care of the child? Okay.
Right.
There you go. Good job. So there is some backstory here, though. Okay. I won't bore anybody with too much more reading, but long story short, apparently the safety of their own children came into question, or allegedly, the young man
was autistic
and apparently had some violent outburst, allegedly. Do you give all the things back, though, is I think part of my question. What were we going to say?
You know, the whole beef, it just... The whole thing was that he just ran around the house and he called everybody Karen. That was the whole thing.
Listen to Rap Sucks Radio and he found the Karen, Karen drop, and he wouldn't stop with it. Yeah, I think that's basically what happened. She had about 332,000 followers for all this.
Wow.
Some people even donated. According to the article, in some videos, Micah plugged a fundraiser she had organized for Huxley's unspecified needs. She said,
because right, it's worth mentioning, by the way, that she knew that he had some special needs before he was adopted, right?
And even became an advocate for it. So, yeah, she knew. And according to the article, in some videos, Michael plugged a fundraiser that she had organized for Huxley's unspecified needs. She said, every person who donated $5 would unlock a different piece of a 1,000-piece puzzle, which would at the end be a photo of Huxley.
Right, right. The only missing piece was the hole in Huxley's little tiny heart.
The only missing piece was the whole child. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. Huxley's not your kid anymore. I want my puzzle piece back. Shit, run me my $5 and run me my puzzle piece. And you better know exactly which piece it was. Because run me my $5. You know what I mean?
Did he even get points on that? What is going on?
Right? I'm gonna need you to run me my $5 back. I'm gonna need if I donated, I'm on her line if I donated. Like, yo, I'm gonna need my bread.
Exactly.
Like Fife said, not now, but right now. I'm going to need my bread, not now, but right the F now. You know what I'm saying?
I think this would be a good time for us to put up a picture of Micah? Maya? Micah? Micah?
Have I been saying?
Karen?
Micah.
Karen Stouffer? I don't know. What's her name?
Micah.
Micah Stouffer. She can't even embrace her brunette roots. How can she be expected to embrace a beige child?
She can't even embrace her brunette roots, is what this man just said. I quit this show today.
I'm with you. I stand with you.
Oh, man. Speaking of run me my bread, and this is going to be a deeper discussion.
Oh, let's I got one more thing on these people, though.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
The one thing I'll give them.
Okay.
Right? Because I always... You know me. I'm Mr. Warmth. Mr. Positive. I like to look for the bright side of everything.
Okay, so we just...
They did name one of their kids Onyx. So, you know, in honor of hip-hop.
I'm so deflated.
You know.
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Oh, God. It appears that I've thrown too much at you.
Oh, man. Slam! The child with another family. Let's go. Slam! Oh, is that?
Oh, throw your kids in the street.
Oh, man.
Buck.
Karen.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Mike and Karen.
Oh, my goodness.
Run me my bread, Popo, is the topic for the title. Run me my bread. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti has vowed to cut as much as $150 million that was part of a planned increase in the police department's budget. This is part of the defund the police initiative that people are discussing now. Politicians are firing back at it. People are not understanding it. Defund seems like a heavy word. I joked about it when we were on the phone a couple weeks ago. I knew what, but I will say I knew what it was. I just didn't even think that it would get this far. And the next day, Garcetti was saying that he was going to do exactly what I thought he would never do to begin with.
Right.
So this is a moving conversation. This is reported by NBC Los Angeles, and I'm out here, dude. I am out here. If anybody wants to know if I'm ready to do this show, the answer is no. I'm not ready. We're 17, you know, about 15 minutes in. I'm not ready.
Man, you're missing the league, man. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. But state and local governments have spent $115 billion in policing in 2017, according to data
compiled by
the Urban Institute. The Urban Institute, Kev, you can hold that one too.
Formerly the Urban Institute, now the Progressive R&B Institute.
What do you think it is, Kev? I'm curious.
No, I mean, I think the thing is that it makes total sense. And a lot of people were like, well, I don't know if defund is the best word to use. And it's like, well, I mean, okay, I hear you. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's like when... I don't know. I go to Whole Foods and they defund my entire wallet. It's just the way it goes, man. You know?
Whole Foods is jacking folks, man. Beats. Like,
Whole Foods is the biggest gang in town, man.
Man, it's not even a game. My thing is, this makes sense. And on my Instagram, I woke up in the morning to do like this ill video. I thought about it all night, and then propaganda did so much of a better job than I could ever do explaining it that I ended up not doing my video. So if you check out at Trekker, you know, I'm going to forward that to the Rap Sucks Radio page because I think it should be. So if you go to Rap Sucks Radio, at Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram, you'll see my man Propaganda's video explaining defund the police. And to me, it's not a profound idea. It's something that people have been asking for quite a while. Like, after school programs need to be funded, education needs to be funded a lot more. And preventative is what this really would be if you are putting things into historic crime reducers, education, arts, things of that nature. You tend to have less crime. So why you know, pay more police and buy a tank when you could prevent the necessity for it as much as you can? You know what I'm saying? That's my take.
Exactly. Exactly. The whole thing is just so weird, man. It's like so much talk about Antifa and these violent looters that were showing up.
Yeah.
With what? With nothing.
With nothing.
The 14 master D&D players that showed up at the Michigan State House were more heavily armed than anybody I saw out in any streets in any city across the country for these protests.
Very true.
You know, and so and then the police show up with what they have. I mean, can you really blame them for showing up with tanks in Kevlar and, you know, combat helmets and all that stuff? 'Cause they have it.
Right.
They're like, they're happy to take that out. It's like, you know, it's like a DJ who only gets to play once every 5 years and shows up with 18 crates of records.
Shows up with, yeah, it's like two new hard drives and 5 crates. Yeah.
To play a half hour set.
Right, exactly.
Like, we know what you're doing. We see you. It's okay.
Yeah,
you you don't need all that, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. What do you think about the whole discussion around defund, though? Like, what, you know, around the word and whether it should be used.
Yeah, that's...
That's
the other aspect of it. That's the thing, is that... So, what the protests have been about was a fundamental disagreement, or a fundamental conversation that we should have had many, many years ago about how we as a society treat people.
Right.
How we treat each other.
Right.
And then, you know, more specifically, how police treat specific people in our community.
Right.
And so what I don't understand is how that then gets turned around into, you know, picking at the semantics, right? And by the way, all the people who complain about whether you use the word defund or not, not all the people, but a lot of the people who sort of, you know, pick at how you, what word you use, whether it's defund or the record labels that are saying they're not going to use the word urban anymore. it's like, what are you, you're literally not talking about anything.
And
by the way, most of those, the complaints are like, have the worst grammar and spelling in word choice ever. So really, what are you talking about?
It makes no sense.
Come on.
It makes no sense. Well, yeah, so. I actually did mention and have a discussion about how possibly that might be too strong wording for the average voter
you weren't alone.
To understand.
You weren't alone, by the way.
But somebody did kind of kick in with a fact like, yo, but it gets your attention. It grabs the attention of the discussion. So that's what you want to do for both sides of the argument. You want to grab the attention of the discussion. So I think it's an excellent thing, and I hope that there's more money put into LA Unified or whatever, wherever people are being educated. Arts programs are so important in the community, and I think it's time to focus on making people better instead of putting them in jail. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's one of the best things to do.
I totally agree.
Here's what you might... I don't know. Kev, would you have done this when you were a kid? Title of this is A for Effort.
Oh, what, taking the police's money away? Yeah.
Yes. We know you would have done that.
Sure.
Three young boys...
I was a terrible child.
Three young boys from Bolivia let a black widow spider bite them. This Black Lives thing, Black Lives Matter thing is going a little too far, if you ask me. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Three young boys. So you know what's funny? Somebody will
knock out my headphones.
Somebody will take
there we are.
That small quote and like loop it, and people will think that I actually said that in real life, like meant it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
You did.
I mean, and meant it. Three young boys from Bolivia let a black widow spider bite them, hoping that they'd turn into a spider.
Wait, hoping they would turn into Spider-Man,
damn,
wasn't
damn,
it?
Damn, oh, yeah. Damn, nature.
Well, okay. Hoping they turn into Spider-Man.
Damn, nature.
That's true. The players involved in this are three Peter Parkers. It was...
three.
It was sourced in insider.com. Three boys from Bolivia let a black widow spider bite them in hopes of gaining Spider-Man's powers. But they ended up in a hospital instead. The ages were 12 through 8. They were herding goats. They were herding goats when they came up with this idea. This tells me that this is why city people need to exist, right? This is what happens. This is why we belong in a city, you know? But anyway, they came across a spider. They let the spider bite them, thinking that they could be done with it. I don't know about that.
Hey, man, kids are dumb. Sorry.
Or smart. If it worked, I'd be fascinated. Like,
like you said, A for effort, but yeah, if it worked.
Hey. So here's what I've never understood about Spider-Man. Did you ever watch Spider-Man or pay any attention to any Spider-Man thing?
Yeah, probably not with the keen eye that you did. But
Really not. I'm not a fan nor not a fan. I just am not really big on Spider-Man. I read it a little bit. My brother was more into comic books than I was. And the homie Silo was definitely more into comic books. But I thought the web shooting thing was a mechanism. not like a natural ability. You know what I'm saying? From what I remember, like those things were, he built those things. He was a young scientist kid, and he built those
I feel
things.
Like that's, well, different incarnations of the, I don't know about the comic book, but of the movie versions or TV versions they were, yeah. Right? Weren't they constructed or whatever?
Yeah. Yep. But following the MCU, which is supposed to be the cleanup of it, I think they're still devices. So most people want to shoot webs if they think about being Spider-Man, but that's not even how he got the web shooting ability, I don't think. So, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you're really digging deep there.
Yeah, I am.
But there was one quote from the article, though, that struck me.
Okay.
It said, quote, they did it because they thought they were going to gain superpowers from doing this, which, whatever. But the article says, quote, instead, they were transferred to a children's hospital after suffering fevers, tremors, and muscle pains.
Right.
And were discharged a full week after getting bitten.
Gosh, dude. Yeah.
A week. So this is what I will pose.
Okay.
It turns out they really do have a superpower, Trek.
All right.
Universal healthcare. Imagine that.
Bernie Bros.
Maybe they were just flexing on us.
They might have been flexing. Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time. I don't even have a strength. Like 12. The oldest one was 12.
Yeah.
You should know better. Like, I don't even understand what's happening. You're 12. Like, do better. Listen, I know you're 12. I get it. But do better, son. Do better. Yeah. That was horrible. You know what I'm saying?
The goats knew better.
Right. Just, I can't even, I have to close my eyes to even think. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it. It just doesn't, it's crazy. National Geographic was the main reporter of this. They said Black Widow spiders have 15 times more powerful venom than a rattlesnake. And, if you see one, just leave it alone. Don't let it bite you. You know?
Yeah. I think you're kind of preaching to the choir.
You think people on this show are like, don't worry about that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm setting the bar too high.
Right? I barely want to be Nexus, but the dad duty of killing them annoys me, so there's that.
It's the worst.
Thank y'all for tuning in, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Free Huxley,
please. Free Huxley, for real. You can catch this or any of our favorite episodes on rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the exception of Pandora. If you want to see us on TV, you can check out BTSN Pass on your Roku or your Fire Stick and watch us on TV. We appreciate each and every one of y'all checking in with us. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Peace.
We out, y'all. Holla.